Get in the Ava, Shinji. It's the Faro Wizards. I'm Alvin, aka Dr. Feel Average.
I'm Mike. We're too long and farts. I don't friends.
No, you probably don't. It's anime bullshit. I figured it's a good way to preface this episode of a game with no story with the most convoluted story in all of stories. But yeah. We actually review video games here, not drive mechs. So,
Dope.
this week, we specifically do Nintendo 64 games. Has anybody ever listened to this podcast before? I don't know. Do we? What, I'm assuming we do this intro for a reason.
It's not a good reason if that's the reason we
No.
do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, this week we're reviewing Virtual Pool 64. It's a game about pool.
Can't even be serious from the start of the episode.
Yeah, well,
It's
this
like a
should.
sports game, but it's the only sports game of this one sport, if you want to call that, on the system, and here we are.
Yep.
Here we are.
I mean, it's funny because I mean, you could just say this is a pool game and then everyone would be like, cool, and then we could be done with this episode. But
Yeah.
we'll still go into the other book. Because that's what we do, and this is the content the people are clamoring for. So I don't know. Do you know anything about pool, Mike?
Oh, but I do know stuff about Virtual Pool 64.
Well, that's the same thing. So what do you got?
It was released December 17th of 1998, the best day of the best month of the best year, by the publisher Crave and developer Solaris. Crave, coincidentally enough, has develop or published quite a few of the games that you and I very much like Jade Cocoon, which we played a lot of.
Yeah.
Also Oregon Trail for the PC, Tokyo Extreme Racer, and Penny Racers, which we've already reviewed. So
So you're telling me Oregon Trail and Tokyo Extreme Racer were the same publisher?
I am, that's what I'm telling you.
Wow, they way to diversify your portfolio, Crave.
Yeah,
And
Crave is
apparently.
all over the fucking map. Specifically the things that we like too.
Yeah. And virtual pool too.
Also that.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Yay. That's cool. I actually didn't recognize this was Crave. I didn't see it. I didn't pay much attention. So good to know. Good. I actually looked into zero things about this game. So when we get through doing the recap with the reviews, I'm excited to see how we line up to how the critics evaluated this game. So,
Spoiler alert, not favorably so.
all right, well, let's get into it. Five category review processes: gameplay, story, replay value, aesthetics, and value. And as always, we start with gameplay. I gave the gameplay of this specific game, oh, hold on, a 9 out of 20.
Yes, you did give it a hold on 9. I gave it a regular 8 out of 20, so 42.5%.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a pool game. It does pool and it actually does pool okay. Like, as far as like the physics go, it's not bad. It's just for some reason, so many games on Nintendo 64 decided we're gonna try to not use as all the buttons on the controller. We're gonna try to simplify things because people don't want to, know like 37 different buttons and all that shit. Virtual Pool 64 took the opposite route and said, "How can we use every single button on the controller for pool?" And that's what they did. Now,
Legit.
I don't know. I mean, you have all the tools that you would want out of, being able to play pool. It's just there has to have been a better way to make it work because you spend this what's I don't know how to describe it. Like, this is a very it's too in depth for pool. Like, there's too much shit you got to do. There shouldn't be so much like planning and well, frankly, button presses to line up a pool shot, but here we are. There's just a lot of extra shit that goes into what should have been a very laid back, casual experience, in my opinion.
That is perfect because we are 100% on the same page. The controls function fine, but any other game that would need to use every single button would be thrown completely off of our gameplay score. But thankfully, you don't have to use them simultaneously. Like, unless you want to do like a jump, carry, and draw shot. You don't need to press all the buttons. You just need to press like half the buttons. But even then, it lacks all of the charm that you have from going to your local pool hall and grabbing a beer with your buddies and shooting some balls at some corners of some wooden thing. It brings a whole new level to immersion that you didn't know that you did in your head when you played pool.
Yeah, like if you play on like the practice modes and stuff like that too, like they not only calculate where your ball's gonna go, they calculate like the trajectory of every ball you're gonna hit, and you can like see that like as part of the practice thing, which I'm like, that's really cool. This is pool. Why you like this?
Yes.
Like this game was designed by somebody who was like really big into fucking physics, is my theory behind it. And they're just like, we must make sure this is as precise as possible. So I mean, if you're honestly looking for a simulation pool game, this is about as good as it fucking gets. But is it fun? Not particularly. I mean, if you're really into pool and the physics behind it, you know, cool, good on you. I found out that without the assists, I'm as bad at this game as I am at regular pool. So that's how I know it's accurate, because I kick ass at most pool games. I suck at this pool game because it requires you to do like real world lining up of things, and you not just hit it as hard as possible and let the wonky mobile game physics take you where you want to go. This game is like, no, you better make sure you know what you're fucking doing.
Yes.
And you got to hit the ball with the fucking like stick, which is actually, you know, I didn't expect that. I'm like, wow, they actually went there. I mean, that's actually kind of a cool thing. I think that should be like a standard in pool games now. But yeah, it's that's like the one good thing about it, is it uses the joystick to actually like adjust your power.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the Nintendo 64 joystick, so it's all like wonky and fucking not great,
Yeah,
but
it's 100%
it's there.
dependent on how good your joystick is after 23 years of playing with it. So.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I actually used my shittier controller on this because it had a stiffer joystick, which normally you'd think is a good thing, but like it's stiff in the bad way, like it's grainy and shit. But yeah, I don't know. We've talked a lot about fucking gameplay here, but yeah, it's too complicated to be fun.
Yeah,
Let's put it that
it
way.
lacks all of the like charm and fun that evening out with the boys, grabbing some beers and stuff would have. Like you said, it's all numbers, and in fact, everything is all numbers and ratings because even your opponents are not like faces or characters or have any life. They're all just a name, a number, and a rating. So the amount of fun that you could have is based solely on how much angle equations and mathematics you want to do on your N64, which let me tell you, is 8 out of 20 for me.
Yeah, you know what it feels like? It feels like somebody did, like somebody built like a really good accurate like pool game. And then like the rest of the development team was like, well, shit, we got to make this into a game. You can't just hand us the code. And they're like, oh, fuck. And then they just threw it in an Excel spreadsheet. And then there you go. That's how it
But
feels.
they do some pretty good like ball models and stuff, which we'll talk later. But yeah, it feels like a pool game.
Yeah. Well,
Feels like a pool game, but
yeah.
how much regular pool do you want to shoot on your N64?
It's authentic pool, but at what cost?
Oh God. We sacrificed the get to here.
Oh shit. All right, let's move on to the next category here. And it's story. I gave the story a 2 out of
I gave it a
20.
generous 4 out of 20, 15% of the points.
There's no story. You can do a tournament and it's just randomly generated, humorously randomly generated names in a bracket, and then you just play. There's no like fucking league or anything like that. There's not a career. There's no money or betting or anything that would make pool a fucking fun video game. It's literally just, you versus your opponents. And I mean, all the different kinds of pool are there, but it's very fucking bare bones skeleton of a presentation of it. So that's the best I got to say about it.
Yeah, tournament mode is as close as you're going to get to a season or a sports type story. But yeah, as far as sports games goes, which this has to be, because it's not a story driven narrative, this is as bare bones as you can possibly get. Like, I really hope you like pool. Like, I really hope you like pool. Because there's no formal career mode. There is stat tracking. If you input, which I didn't realize at the beginning because I just picked guest, but if you input your name, it does track your, it gives you like an overall like 3 or 4 digit score depending on how well you shoot pool. So you create a new username. It gives you, it doesn't really say what, it tells you how many games you've won and how many balls you've sank, but it doesn't say what the rating is based on. So, I mean, cool.
Your arbitrary pool
But yeah,
number.
like Alvin said, the names are great. I'm gonna go through some of the names just because I feel like Crave Entertainment needs to get at least a few. We gave it 6 points out of 40. All six of them are due to the names. All of them.
So yeah, give us some of the names because that was the only thing that stopped me from giving it less than
So
two.
Dick T
So
Stick was my main opponent. Dick Stick. But also
Dick stick.
Slammy Way Miss. And Crocodile Crambly. I don't know what that one means.
I had one today that was like Ludwig von Neverwin or
Yep.
something like that, but it was like four
Yes.
words or something. Yeah, like all of the whoever their art director was, like they blew their entire load on the fucking
Yeah,
names,
he just sat one night with like
and
a
that was
bottle
it.
of
They're like,
scotch and like
every name is a fucking pun
well,
of
most
some
of them.
kind,
There's
so
some bad ones too. We just hand selected the good ones. Bad Luck Hodgers. Q tips up. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't understand that one. Sloucho. Sloucho. That's it.
Slouchos good.
Bridget
I
Digits.
like that. Oh.
That one's funny.
I like that some of the names were just like pool term. No, you have to make it a name. Add sun to
Yep.
the end of the name.
Yep.
So it's like cue ball mix stick sun.
I'm pretty sure that was one of them. I didn't write that one down, but that feels authentic.
That would have made the cut if it had been suggested.
Chewy
So
shark bait. I don't understand that one, but I get that like they're trying to like prey on the like weaker pool opponents.
Like a
Yes.
pool shark.
And then John Luke hit hard,
Yeah.
which was my favorite.
No, I didn't get that one. Oh, so they had pop culture references too. You know, if I would have got all the names, if I would have played it enough to get all of the names, I maybe would have
What, giving it a three?
maybe given it a
Three, yeah.
three. Because some of those names are winners. I mean, those are real life pool players that I'm
Yeah,
talking
it's not
about.
Jeanette
So,
Lee or that's the only pool person I
yeah,
could name,
that's the only pool player.
but
Yep.
it is Bridget Digits, and that's what we came here for.
I was super excited to see if you had any other pool player names, and I was extremely glad that you didn't, because I'm like, shut up, you don't
Nope.
like pool that much.
It's the Asian spider, and that's the end of it. It's done. I know there's the one chick from
That's
Scotland,
done.
but I know she's blonde, and that's all I know about her.
Did any of them stab anybody? Like, has there ever been a pool player that's like committed murder? Because if there is, that's my favorite pool player.
Obviously, I don't have that information. If there was a popular pool
Oh.
player that stabbed somebody, it would have been on our sheet here, and there isn't one. So,
Oh. All right.
sorry, Virtual
Well,
Pool
then
64, but you didn't corner the
yeah.
market for serial stabbers.
I'm assuming Sloucho stabbed somebody in this virtual pool world.
Yeah, it was probably Crocodile Crumbly.
Oh, well, I mean, clearly. I mean, that's an Australian. Every Australian has stabbed somebody. They're all criminals. Hi, Australia.
yeah, I don't know how our Australian listenership is, but it's an island full of criminals, so.
Yeah. So there you are. Okay, let's do a commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about the rest of this travesty. And
Pool
yeah, there'll be more to
simulation,
say
not
about it.
travesty. Pool simulation.
Pool
Okay.
travesty. And we're back. Next category is replay value. I gave replay value in this game an 8 out of 20.
That was really generous of you, Alvin. I gave it a
Yeah.
4 out of 20.
Well,
30%.
let's say it's got a lot of different game modes. It's got multiplayer. I mean, I don't know. It's got replayability. I mean, it's going to take a lot of practice to get good at it. If you like pool, there's a lot of fucking pool to be had. So, it's got as much replayability as any other fucking sports game, if you're into that sport.
But you gave other sports games a significantly higher replay score, so there had to have been
Because they
some
charge.
reason why this one was a lower score.
Yeah, because it doesn't have any fucking single player option.
That's true.
Or at least no value single player other than to practice.
Okay. Yeah, you're right though. The saving grace, the 4 points I gave it were that it had both single first CPU and multiplayer, which I guess you can't say about every single game on the N64. You can't always play multiplayer versus a computer. So, I mean, kudos for that, I guess. But as far as multiplayer goes, this is one of those games where it's only bad, or it's only good because it's a bad game you play against other people. When two people are together, it's less bad because both people have to experience a bad game at the same time. So dumb. All of them.
Well,
All four of them.
I mean, but that's the thing. Like, it's not necessarily a bad pool game. It's just not a ton of fun because it takes itself so goddamn seriously in terms of the gameplay. But if you had two people that were very like serious about pool and competitive about it could be fun. I mean,
If you had two people who are very serious and competitive about pool, they wouldn't be sitting at home 22 years after Virtual Pool 64 was released on their Nintendo 64, though.
they certainly could if like they couldn't go to bars because I don't know, maybe like there's like a global pandemic or something.
But you wouldn't pick this game. You would pick any
What game
other
would you
game.
fucking pick? What game would you fucking pick?
Know, Virtual Pool
Give me.
3?
Was that on this console?
God, no. This is the only pool
No.
game console. So thank God.
Wild. That's because they nailed it so hard. You know what? Changing all my scores to 20.
You're not, but also the only pool game on this console. You're all right though. Sure, playing it, but there would be some sort of career options. There would be opponents with characteristics like, maybe a face or a voice or anything. There would be anything to make this game replay longer than a physics-based ball model thing, which is all this is.
Yeah. I mean it's fucking pool. I think the central conceit of this whole thing is that pool is a stupid fucking game and you either like play it because you enjoy the social aspects of it or you play it 'cause you're fucking hustling somebody for money 'cause you spent so much time doing the social aspects of it that you actually got good at it. Like, it's not a game that somebody it's not a game in real life or on video games that what someone should aspire to get good at. Because like there was like a hot minute when I'm like, I gotta get better at pool because everybody wants to play pool at the bar. And then I'm like, no, I think I'd rather just not go to the bar than waste my time getting good at pool.
This is true. It's the same. I feel, and we've competed on bowling leagues together, and I'm in a darts league. It feels like the same end game for all those things. It's like, wow, I should buy a new bowling ball. Wait, that's $120, and who am I impressing? Like the same with darts. Like I feel like we even touched upon this in a previous end game of an episode. Darts games aren't fun. This game isn't necessarily fun either. It's a very realistic pool simulator that none of this translates to fun. Zero of it translates to fun. Zero.
See, like I feel pool like lives in a no man's land because like bowling is an actual fucking like sport. Like you can get good at bowling and like there's physical activity to be done. It's not like, super demanding, but it takes like strength and skill to do it.
More than pool.
And then there's yeah, it takes a lot more fucking strength to hold a bowling ball than it does to fucking shoot a fucking pool ball.
But
Yes.
skill and commitment, like I feel like it's
Yeah.
the same.
I
Oh
don't.
man, I don't know.
I feel like the combination of actually physically doing something in bowling is more than pool, but it pool takes too much fucking commitment to be a fun casual thing like the aforementioned darts, where you can just, walk up to darts and just, do that. That's not anybody can fucking play darts. You could play darts from your bar stool if you fucking wanted to. So there's like nothing there. So that's the kind of fun that I want to just do casually. And bowling is the kind of thing it's like, all right, I want to do something, but I don't want to get in shape. That's like your sport. Pool is like not good at either of those things. It takes too much to be good at it, like skill wise, and it doesn't have any sort of like incentive. Like there's nobody calling like pool players athletes.
True, true.
Let's just put it there. Like there's nobody on the fucking planet that's ever considered a pool player, whose primary like job as pool and athlete.
But if there are,
I don't even think
it's right now when esports competitors are considered athletes. So,
well, that's questionable as well.
But that's what they're called is an esports athlete.
I don't call
athlete.
Them athletes. What they are is people who have not aged enough for their like skills and reflexes to have deteriorated. So they're just like people under 25.
Prime.
That's as far as I'll go to call them athletes.
So as far as Prime, the Prime Nintendo 64 virtual pool player is Wooden Spoon, who holds every conceivable record, tournament and otherwise, for speedruns on this game, with a total of all seven tournament speedruns combined at, so this is all seven together, 14 minutes and 52 seconds.
It took 14 minutes to do. Oh, you mean
all
the tournaments.
All seven of the tournament mode types of billiards combined score is 14 minutes and 52 seconds. There had to have been a lot of break nine ball sinks and things. There had to have been.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but you can set like you can like skip like the animations and
yes.
stuff like that too.
Yes, you can.
So that's actually a positive. I will say that is a positive. But honestly, if you're at the point where you're skipping the fucking animations of the ball, you're done with this game. Like you don't actually want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, you're wooden spoon.
Put it down. Yeah,
but Alvin, but
yes.
The number yes. two player in all conceivable categories is Dark Horse, who holds all the records for a game that we already reviewed. Do you remember what game that was?
I do not.
Would you care to guess?
Let's see. He got good at this game, so I'm going to say Cruisin' USA. I don't know.
That is a good guess. It is wrong, but it was WCW Nitro, and it's still a good guess. So then I looked into them, and they Dark Horse hold a incredible amount of first and seconds in all sorts of N64 games. So I feel like we're going to come upon them again.
Interesting. So really, there's only like five people speedrunning all the N64 games, and all the records are just divided amongst
yeah.
them.
Get there. Hear that, avid sure. listeners? All. Yeah. 30-ish of you.
I think in theory, that means you could easily become one of the top 10 in any given N64 game simply based on the fact that you own it and not many people own it.
I've been pushing my Pokemon Snap speedrun record in hopes that I'm going to crack the top 10. But I want to make sure I know that I'm good before I look at what the score is. Be demoralized.
See, I don't think Pokemon speedrunning is a worthwhile endeavor, because all you got to do is just are you
that's
okay?
The kid outside yelling about something. We're good, continue.
I feel like Pokemon Snap would be about getting the high score more so than the fastest speed, because the game's on a track.
Yeah, but all you have to do is
you
get
just
to the end.
Push the fastest.
But you have to get to the end, right. You have to hit enough, because you have to unlock levels. So to get to the end, to unlock levels, you have to hit a certain amount of photos. So to get to that last Mew encounter, you still have to do a certain amount of things. I feel like I can get there. I feel like I can sub. I don't want to give away my scores. I feel like I can sub 30 minutes this game. I feel like I can sub 30 minutes Pokemon Snap.
Well, see, the hard part about Pokemon Snap is the Mew encounter itself. Like, that's where all of the previous things go out the window, and that's where the skill comes into play, because all of a sudden now you actually have to fucking hit things, and you can't just snap any passable photo and be done.
You're right. But to get to the end credits, you just gotta get one good photo.
Doesn't even have to be good.
Well, it has to be a photo of Mew, which it isn't if he's inside the, or they are inside the shield. So yes, one has to be good.
True.
One.
True story. Boy, that was a lot on replay value for a game that
Has
is
none.
fucking dumb.
Yep.
Let's move on to the next category, which is the aesthetics. I gave it an 11 out of 20.
I gave it an 8 out of 20, 47.5%.
I mean, it looks good. There's not a lot to look at. It's a pool table with, there's some vague background going on that you really don't focus on. The balls look good. The animations look okay. I mean, it doesn't look great when it falls like into the hole. It just disappears. So they didn't like fully render the ball going into the hole, etc. But I don't know, graphically it looks okay. It actually holds up in terms of that. Beyond that, I mean, it makes pool ball noises, which are okay. The music is generic and not even worth talking about, but it's there. It has music.
You know I'm going to talk about it.
It's not annoying. So you better not be one of those things where you're like, here's a noise it makes, and it's like, no, it's just there. So what do you got to say?
No, that I'm all that's right. I'm just going to talk about it.
Okay, talk about it.
This game looks like you said, really nice at table level. At table level, it's super good. But so like the balls and the table and lighting effects, awesome. The physics, really natural feeling. It's a really good simulation pool game. As soon as you do anything outside of that, it's terrible. Like there's no background, like crowd. There's no like pool hall feel. There's no like nothing that you would expect in a tournament pool style scenario that would excite the player for an N64 game. So yeah, if you as long as you stay at your view at pool table level and never change it, because once you change it to above the table, it's like every mobile like pool game that you've played on your cell phone now later on. It's just an overhead view. You're just trying to beat somebody else. This game is about what was 21 years ago. That's like the height. This was the epitome.
Yeah. Yep, I think you're right. I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, even the menus, they didn't resort to the like the cartoony N64 like weird font. It's just no, it tells you what everything is, and it's but what's funny to me is the like how little work they did in the presentation in the actual like game itself. Like when it's like if you look at the words up top, like when you're adjusting things, it literally looks like you're looking at like a DOS program.
Yeah.
Like that's how it does not feel like they put any effort into that. It feels very clinical and cold. So given that this score is aesthetics, I mean, aesthetically speaking, there's not a lot to talk about. I mean, we just use that as kind of a blanket term for like graphics and everything. But as far as a pool aesthetic, it gives you none of the things that would appeal to you either as a follower of professional billiards or somebody who just likes to hang out with friends and play pool in a bar. It's very, very slim in that regard. But if all you care about is just the facts, just the bare bones shit, it's there and it's clear and you can read it and look at it and it's all very easy to understand. But beyond that, you get nothing. There's no frills here.
Yeah, this is as close to a 65-year-old man reading an Excel spreadsheet to you as you can get when it comes to playing a like a game, a video game you paid for. That there's and this is exacerbated by the 16-bit covers of Huey Lewis and the News' greatest hit songs that are played in the background while you're doing it. Like there, none of this is exciting. Zero. Of it is
Wait,
exciting.
are they really playing Huey
No, that's
Lewis?
just what I heard. That's what you like to point
Oh.
out that I have a thing, and I immediately heard the entire Huey Lewis sports album played in the background with 16-bit MIDI covers, which, let me tell you, they could have put, with based on how much they put in this game, they could have done anything else. But sports is the best Huey Lewis and the News album. Let's not get that convoluted. That's the best one.
All right, Patrick
That's the
Bateman.
best
I don't know.
one.
I don't
Don't fight with me about that. That's the best album.
I don't care. I have no feelings on Huey Lewis and the News at all. So you can have that. That's yours. Enjoy
I
that.
do.
It's all you.
Yep.
You know what? What really kind of surprised me is that like they didn't even bother with like the corporate
Yeah.
sponsorships. Like the only logo or anything you get is like APA, which I assume is like the American Pool
You assume
Association.
correctly.
So this game is very much endorsed by the APA. You know, and now that I think about it, this game would fit right into one of those you know those bar arcade games that people take way too seriously, like that golf game where they spin the trackball on it
Yes,
to play it or
yes.
whatever.
I can't top golf,
It
maybe. Is that what that's called?
it's something. Yeah, something like that. Like those games that people actually do tournaments and
For
bars and
real
shit
money,
with.
too.
That's what,
Yeah.
yeah, like that's what this game feels like without like the fun peripheral to make it, you know, unique or interesting. It's just an N64 game.
No, I
So
agree. It's I
that's
want
it.
this to be
That
more. I'm a fan of the pool game, and this was not the game for me. I need like the zany anime characters, and I need like the exotic locale. And this had none of that. Zero.
I mean, I'm just thinking like you never like think about like the crowd like clapping or cheering or anything like that until you just don't get it. Like until it's just not there. Like this game is too fucking laid back for its own good. Like it's so laid back that it's fucking dead. Like this is a corpse. This is
This
a
is a pool
functional
corpse game. You
corpse.
are correct. Yep.
Pool corpse game. Yep. Zombie pool, which would have been an infinitely
Yeah,
more
I would play this
interesting
game in the
name.
morgue.
All right, so aesthetics, that's our take on that bullshit. Last category is value. The game is right now price charting at around 960. Was that about
Little
what you
higher
had
when I
when
had
you
it, not
looked?
much though, 980 something, 986-ish.
It came down a bit. This game is really the price shoots way up if you get complete in box. It's like $25 if you get a complete one. But yeah, it's about nine, so it's a little under average. That being said, with it being the pool game, I gave it an 8 out of 20. Or
Shit.
no, I'm sorry. No, yeah, I
You
gave it
did.
an eight
That's
out of
what you
20.
did.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
what I
that's the
did.
thing you did.
I did.
I did the
I did
five.
that.
I did a 5 out of 20, 32.5%.
Yeah, I looked at your score first and I'm like, wait a second, did I give it a 5? I don't know why I did that. I
No,
thought it was,
I
but
didn't.
yeah. So why did you give it lower given that this is the only
It's not
pool
fun.
game?
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, like I can't remember. Our category of cost versus value or just value or however you want to encompass it, like, is my recommendation to people whether or not they should buy this game. And though it is the only pool game on the N64, it, like, if you are a collector of any sort, if pool is not your thing, I don't know who I'm recommending this game to. I don't think I'm recommending it to anybody, actually, even people who like pool. Not because it's an unfun game, it's just not a game. It's a pool, it's a ball on table simulation with numbers. Like there's no redeeming quality to this game other than it is a pool game and you can't get any other pool game on the N64.
See, I don't want to be as that hard on it because, like I said, it does pool exceptionally well in a realistic format, but Like, if I knew any professional pool players, I would probably recommend this game to them. I'd be like, oh yeah, you should try this. It's see if you're just good at out of the fucking box, because yeah, apparently if you know how to play pool, you can play this game. Because if you don't know how to play pool, you
That's
sure
what
as
you would
fuck
say to a
can't.
professional pool player. You'd be like, hey, I'm
But
Alvin from the Faroe Wizards, and you should try this Virtual Pool 64 game.
Yes, I will actually. That would be the only fucking thing that I can actually relate to somebody who plays professional pool with on a human level. Be like, I don't know. There's an actual really good, accurate pool game for Nintendo 64. Now get the fuck away from me, weirdo. Get a real job because you have no fucking career. How did you get good at this? How do they pay you for this? Who like raised you?
All right, you know what?
Like
I want
what?
to raise my score now. Based on that interaction with a fake pool player, I want to give it a 7.
Or real,
No, they're
no,
all
a real
fake.
pool player. Like,
No, they're all fake.
call him up.
Every one of them.
What's the one you know? What's the famous one? I
Oh,
forgot her
Jeanette,
name already.
the spider, the widow, the black widow.
Yeah. She's got a cool nickname that she did not fucking deserve
Bad
because
news
she plays pool
this year.
for a
So.
living.
She died this year. She was in
She
the death
what?
pool.
So there's no
Well, not
fucking
that I can
professional pool
name.
players left. Wait, she
No,
fucking died? She wasn't
40s.
that
I
old,
don't
was she?
know.
Was it COVID?
But she's not alive. Well, I don't know.
Well, that's fucking weird. They shouldn't let famous people
Young.
die when I need to, when I no, just ever when I
Oh,
need to
gotcha.
like reference them for something or tell them that
What
they wasted their life. But I guess she's dead
video
now,
game
so
are we going
it
to
doesn't
reference
matter.
Prince Philip in?
Probably in Battle Tanks 2, because that dude's
Yeah.
a fucking
Did he kill
monster.
all of the that as far as I can get into who he is?
Well, he did say in 1988 that if he would be reincarnated, he wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus so that he could do something about
Oh.
overpopulation. That is a legit fucking quote from Prince the fucking dead corpse, Philip.
Smart.
He said that publicly in an
He's a smart
interview.
guy.
So, yeah, that dude was a fucking
I am
Nazi as
convinced that
fuck.
Queen Elizabeth just forgot to do the reincarnation ritual one night, and that's how he died. Like, that had to have been what happened, right? Because there's no way he's been alive for the last year. Have you seen him? He's a fucking ghoul.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious. I'm glad we're talking about it though, because it gives me a fun thumbnail for the episode.
Yeah.
This episode about pool is gonna have Prince Philip on the fucking thumbnail, so clickbait.
Clickbait dead guy. Lots of dead people in this episode about billiards, which we never, I don't think we said the word billiards up till this point, but that's, it's like the soccer to the football of America. Everywhere else it's billiards.
I think I said it once because I was trying to be extra fancy about it, but because I got tired of saying
Well, now you
pool.
can play that Iggy Azalea fancy song too. Man, we're just rounding this episode out.
I honestly have no fucking idea. Like, yeah, this is just filler because it's such a fucking skeleton of a game that before we started, I said to Mike, I said, this game is not fun, but it's like Wheel of Fortune if Wheel of Fortune had actual gameplay, where it's like it does all the things that it needs to do to be the thing and
And
nothing more.
yet, Alvin, I gave this game a 29%. You gave this game a 38%,
Oof.
33.5. This scored half of what Wheel of Fortune scored. Half.
Which just goes to show you that Wheel of Fortune would not have benefited from any sort of gameplay.
If you combine these two games, you would have one game that scored lower than Wheel of Fortune. Game rankings was
Good.
apparently we were harsh. EGM 6.6, GameSpot 5.8, IGN 8 out of fucking 10. Nintendo Mag 77%. Nintendo Mag made sure to point out that this was the only pool game, and it because Nintendo Mag has nothing better to do with their lives. So.
You know, honestly, though, I almost gave this score higher. Like, I actually, my initial scores were much higher. I think I gave it like a 13
Damn,
or 14
bro.
In gameplay. Like, initially, that was my gut reaction. And then I played it a little more and played it a little more. I'm like, oh, this is just fucking, it's not fun. And if it's not fun, I couldn't give it that high in gameplay. But it does play, like, it's cool, and it pools good. It pools good.
Yeah,
that's the,
I mean, that's
best
the
I
only
can
thing
say
you can say about it.
So
since you said more,
yeah,
do you want to, like, do a power trip?
Well,
Oh,
before that,
fuck.
what's the next game?
Yeah. So we are shunning the jar for the first time in the Fair Wizards history, because there's a game coming up that we like, and it's the Pokemon Snap Revisited for the Switch. So we're going to do number 12 in the jar, which I have yet to dig out, but it's in there. 12 in the jar is Pokemon Snap. So get ready to fucking listen to that.
Yay!
This is Alvin's game.
That's going to be fun. I don't know if it's going to come out. I'm super excited about it. I don't know. I haven't decided. Are we doing anything special
Maybe.
For it?
We don't have to decide right now. We got time.
Well, we kind of have time. We have like
we have
a
week
week
till next episode, but
you know how this goes. Or we could take as much time as we want. You know, we don't necessarily
we'll take
have
as long as we
week.
want.
Take 2 weeks, whatever. Y'all get what you get what you fucking deserve.
That's you. You all 28 and a half viewers.
What I want.
Listeners.
No, we'll try to come up with it next weekend. Honestly, we probably won't have time to put anything together because we can't get our schedules together anyway, because you're always working when I'm not working and vice versa. But
If you want to, like, Facebook live
I
stream
do
us
have,
playing the Pokemon Snap drinking game, I would not be opposed.
That's what I'm
I
talking
think we could
about.
Do that.
Like, the fucking game.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, but we'd have to figure out. I don't know. We'll have to do some fancy math. It might be our first ever live episode.
Well, it wouldn't be part of our
That'd
review.
be crazy.
We would just do the Pokemon Snap drinking game live for a couple hours, and then also do the review math later on. Just FYI, just so everybody knows, Alvin created a pretty spectacular Pokemon Snap drinking game to go along with this game. And I like to drink. So, probably going to happen at some point.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. This professional podcast might turn into a multimedia empire.
Maybe.
If we ever figure out how to record something. fun. Well, okay. Well, that means one thing. It's power trip time. All right, power trip time means 30 seconds for the higher reviewer to talk about whatever they want. This week it's me. So I guess it's my first power trip of season 3. Do we have a sponsor this week?
We do. It's because we like fire so much, it's Threshold Brand Candles Ocean Air and Moss Candle with a crackling wood wick. The sponsor is the bane of my life because it keeps ending up on the on my oven, and every time I turn my oven on, it melts it. And then I try to cook on my burners, and it only melts one side of the wick, and it burns one part of the candle because the candle sits on my oven for whatever reason, because that's where it sits in my kitchen. Anyway, it doesn't start any house fires like air-scented plugins, but what it does do is burns parts of the candle weirdly and makes my kitchen smell like things that I don't want it to while I cook food. Threshold brand candles, Ocean Air and Moss.
That sounds like a very specific location problem with your candle.
It sounds like you need to back the fuck off about the location of my candles in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They go on the stove, Alvin. That's where they go. That's where the candles go. And I move them to the kitchen countertop. But that's where I play the games in the kitchen. So then they go back to the stove again.
Yeah.
To the stove. So while we're doing the podcast, they are on the stove.
Okay.
Go back to the table. Anyway, I don't want wax on my anything. I don't like the smell on my food. There is no balance. There is only yin and yang for candles.
See, that's our sponsor. That's why they give us the big money, because you can't figure out where to put it.
Well, they want do is spend the big money telling me where to put my candle, like maybe build an alcove into my kitchen, or perhaps some sort of candle holding like trellis or something. But they won't, because the money was minimal, because we N64 podcast of the people. So
yeah, not the candle review podcast. I personally use wax melts myself.
Hey, let's talk about that. So you told me the other day that you would not review a thing. Do you know what that thing is that you would not review?
Yes, Tiger handheld games.
Why?
Because they're all the same fucking game.
They aren't. They are not the same.
They're all literally the same.
Why would you not review them?
Because they all get a fucking same score, because they're all the same.
What is the score?
The only the same. The only. I don't know. Let's grade them on a 1 through 5. They all get a 3.
Out of what? For what do they get on gameplay?
No, we're not rating it on our scale.
It is our scale. Like, it's our stuff.
Okay. Oh, so for aesthetics, what are you giving these things?
I want 2.
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are any of them better? Because they all look the fucking same.
Well, like the light ones have just red dots instead of people, so maybe those are 1.
The only one that's any good, and the only one you actually need, is the blue pinball-based game.
Yeah, I have that one, though.
Yeah, that's the good one.
That's the good one?
That one gets a 4.
What about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one that looks like the... It looks like a ghost from Pac-Man, where it's like rounded at the top but like pointy at the bottom.
I've never played that.
It's got multiple levels. It's got one level where you're swimming and you're trying to avoid like a turbine thing, and it's got another level where you fight the guys and you rescue apes.
So it's the worst possible medium of video game, and it has a water level. Okay, that's a 2.
Yeah, it's a 3, because it's between pinball and Tecmo Super Bowl.
No, that's a hard 2, because fucking that sounds awful.
So what you want to? So now that there's a disagreement, the only thing you can do is review them.
You're making me review them on the spot, and I haven't even played half of them, and I have no desire to. I'm not going to like.
I just
this is like you telling me to review digital watch faces.
Well, don't press from the '80s. Don't press your luck, because that might be the next thing that I buy.
No, the next only thing we're reviewing from here on out is Nintendo 64 games and books, purely based on the cover.
What if we do all of the Tiger handheld electric games I have in one sitting? What if we do them all in one show?
Well, we can do that, but before we do that, you have to own all of them.
Well, that's impossible.
Well, then, all right, then I guess we'll skip that one.
Nope.
There's no way it could be comprehensive if we're just reviewing a couple.
All of the handheld games. Is that okay? Can we do that?
I don't know how many are there.
These little like handheld things. I need to own all the ones that say Tiger on. Can we do that for a review podcast? She asked if there would be the Wheel of Fortune one.
Wait, there's a Wheel of Fortune
But
one?
it's not Tiger, it's a different brand, but it's like Jellicoe or something like that. Yeah,
But,
answer. He's
see.
saying yes. So what are you saying? She says that we can do it. She says I can buy them all and we can review.
If you buy them all, whatever, but I'd rather do anything
This
else.
is happening now. Everybody's in agreement.
This is so
You
bad.
did it.
Can I do my
Why? You
power
did this to
trip?
yourself. Yes, go ahead.
Well, we got to do it more formal. Now I'm all frazzled. I'm trying to even fucking remember what I was going to
Doesn't
talk
matter because it's
about.
not Wheel of Fortune. So.
It's not Wheel of Fortune. Well, give me a countdown or something. God
Say
damn
the
it. You
thing.
took this way off the
Say the
rails.
thing.
You took this.
Say
What? Well, say what
30
thing?
seconds of uninterrupted time to say what you want.
Did you not hear me in the beginning of this? I already fucking did the
Say,
whole
I didn't hear
spiel.
it. Say it again.
No, I'm not going to say it
Okay.
again. Give me a fucking
Three,
countdown.
two, one.
Okay, if people say, like, you can't like something because it's like a cliche, just fucking ignore them. Like, if you're just like a white guy with a beard and you want to drink beer, like craft beers, just fucking drink it. Who cares? It doesn't fucking matter. Like, I don't know. Embrace all the fucking cliches. If you're a fucking Karen, complain to the manager every time. I don't give a fuck. It's stupid. We need to stop. We need to stop pretending that social media is
That's
real.
time.
And
That's time.
yeah, you got. It was a little rambly because I was like still thinking about how fucking dumb the Tiger fucking handheld games are.
Man, I can't wait to buy more of those now.
You're gonna be like, look at this one, and be like, it looks stupid. And you're like,
Yep.
look it has two
Nope,
buttons and a thing you can do. And I'll be
that's
like,
it.
yup.
I'm just gonna agree with you. Yep.
I
Does look stupid. Wait till we review it. Because it is going to be stupid.
well,
Here's the thing with Tiger, there's no good one. Like there is no pinnacle. They're all bad.
no, it's the pool one, and
Nope, they're all bad.
also,
Pinball,
what's
not
the
pool.
expensive one? Yeah,
I don't know.
we've
So I
already
was in
discussed
Target the
pool's
other day,
bad.
and they had Street Fighter, but they had it in the bubble packaging in the like action figure episode, the aisle with the action figures for like $25. So Tiger is making a, yeah,
What? They're still selling these in
they're
stores?
repackaging their old ones as brand new product now in Targets as new.
For
Yeah.
$25. For 25 fucking
And I don't think
dollars.
I stammered.
No, you need to now you have to buy them all
Ain't
because
gonna pay at
but you
all.
have to get the originals.
Yes. Oh yeah. We buy all the old ones. And I'm not gonna buy a
They're
shit ton of AA batteries.
Oh God, it uses batteries.
Yeah. I've got a lot.
Everything
A
about
lot of
this is terrible, though.
I don't know why, but I bought both Tecmo Bowl and Tecmo Super Bowl. I have Jordan versus Bird. And then I have the pinball one you talked about. I have the baseball one.
This would be super cool if you were talking about NES
But
games.
it's not. I have all those NES games and they're not cool. Just like the Tiger handhelds.
I just want to play Tecmo Super Bowl.
We can review other systems games. It's just they can't go on the scale.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't because the scale's not the same. I mean, I guess we can scale them based on. I guess they can. I guess they
The
can.
scale is completely arbitrary to,
I
yeah.
guess they could. Yeah. Do you want to just do Tecmo Super Bowl next week? Say fuck Pokemon Snap. Do Tecmo Super Bowl instead.
No. We're gonna do Pokemon Snap every week, but then after a couple years, we'll switch to Tecmo
Should we
Super
just
Bowl.
blend in NES and SNES games without telling
I don't
people
know.
that we're
You'll
doing stuff? Like, hey, this week it's Donkey Kong Country 2, and then people are like, that's not an N64 game. They're like, oh, fuck you, that's why.
I don't know. The only game that exists now is Pac-Man 99.
That's a good game. I do like that
I'm
crushed Mario 35 off the table so fast because I
Oh,
only
it's
need
so good.
one of those games, and it was Tetris 99. And I feel like we talked about it in the episode, and then Mario 35 happened. I'm like, oh, it's Mario 35. It's Pac-Man 99 so hard now. It's so hard.
Yeah. I'm so fucking good at it too. But I can't get into the top three because I always play at night and that's when all the Japanese people
Oh,
are getting
yep.
on.
They're better than us. They are
And
better than us at everything.
at fucking Pac-Man,
Oh, no, all
absolutely they are.
things. Every single thing.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed about it though too. I had like three fourth place finishes in a fucking row. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I wait to the end and it's all fucking kanji. And I'm like, God damn it. I can't beat Japan.
No, they have giant robots and they have monsters and shit in their world does not like exist on the same plane as ours. So the idea that we're going to beat them at Pac-Man is just incomprehensible at this point.
I mean, as a nation, they decided, you know what? We are going to become the best at video games, and here we're trying to, I don't know, ban video games for making people shoot schools or something.
Why do not record
So.
this podcast in a different language? I feel like we would translate better to any East Asian culture than we would here. All of them, in
Well,
fact.
the fact we only speak English is probably a
But
big
one
part of
translator is
that.
all we would need. One person.
Oh, that wouldn't make anybody fucking do that. That would be an extra listener, though.
Yeah, we'd make them listen to us on Spotify and then they wouldn't be allowed in live. Just hang on, listen to it and then translate it
No, I
for
don't
us.
want
But
to know
both
that.
voices. We need both voices.
I don't know who I would. I mean, I don't know, and I don't know enough about Japanese voice actors to say who I would want to
Well,
play
Jesse
me.
and James from Pokemon and from Dino King would be first choice, obviously.
I don't know the voice actor though.
Oh, I don't know their names either, but that's my choice.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know the names of the voice
Fine.
actors. You
No, I
don't listen.
don't.
You don't
No,
listen
I
with your
don't.
ears.
That's not something I've ever said that I did well, was listen.
No. Oh, good. I'm glad we're on the same page on
Yeah.
there.
Anyway, Tiger Electronics, Pokemon Snap, and
Pokemon Snap is definitely happening. I don't know about the rest of this bullshit,
well,
but
yes, Pokemon Snap is the next episode. Anything else you're playing recently? We like to finish the episodes with things we're playing. So,
sometimes we do that. I mean, I just started playing Pac-Man 99. I finally picked back up Stardew
oh.
Valley. I was playing it, then I stopped, and then I decided, you know what? I'm actually going to try to like organize my thoughts here because I jumped into it, and then it's one of those games that if you fuck up early, everything just gets to be a mess, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not getting anything done. But now I looked at a quick like tips guide, and they're like, hey, do this. I'm like, oh, that's one way to progress things. I'm like, okay. So now I know what I know. Basic. I'm on a path now instead of just me randomly watering crops like Farmville
This is
style.
good. That's completionist of you. I like it.
I'm also because I've had lapses in Animal Crossing and I've missed like seasonal shit, so now I'm finally rounding out all the spring stuff. Although there was some spring stuff that you couldn't have done by now unless you time traveled. But so I'm getting all the Animal Crossing stuff caught up. This new position at work I'm at, I'm working like 1,000 billion hours, which I'm sure you can relate to. So I get home from work and I'm like, I don't want to touch anything except for push play on
Yeah,
Netflix,
I hear
go.
it.
And then
Yeah.
that's it.
No, I feel that. It's rough. I do keep a copy. I know I've mentioned this game a few times. I keep a copy of Quest 64 next to my N64 now, and I'm trying really hard to play through the entire game again this year. I used to play through it every other year. because at one point it was like a joke that I was the only person that liked Quest 64, but now I feel like it's like a journey. So, and now it's, I'm constantly worried that the jar is going to pick it, and I don't want to be left like I don't want to be caught off guard. So it's there, and I've been popping it in, well, and playing it because I'm scared. I'm scared that the jar is going to pick it.
Did you ever get Crystal Chronicles for Switch? Because I know they did. They remade.
I don't.
Crystal
I still Chronicles. Own it for GameCube though, so I didn't feel that was one of the ones I didn't feel like I had to press for Switch, because I still have a GameCube and a Game Boy Advance and a couple adapters. So if I ever needed to play hard, I could.
I liked that game for a while. I don't know. Anytime you say Quest 64, for some reason, I automatically think of.
Well, it's because there was Final, but there was Final Fantasy Quest for the NES. That's probably why you, yeah.
Was there? I don't know, but I know for a fact I haven't played Quest 64 very much at all, and I guess that's going to be one that hopefully. Maybe that'll be one we have to plan, because that's going to take some time to fucking get through. It's not like Ocarina where I could just, you know, pick it up and kind of get
I feel like you're probably overselling Quest 64. And I know that I am vastly overselling Quest 64, but it was just the first RPG on the N64, and I owned it immediately when it came out, and I have not stopped playing it for 22 years. So,
you know what we're gonna get to play eventually is
Body Harvest. Yeah,
Body Harvest. Yeah. Body Harvest.
Alien Front Online, the Dreamcast game, which was also tremendous. Yeah.
Those were two things for us that kind of got like. At the same time, they were a thing for us for no reason.
Oh, Body Harvest is so good because that's a Rockstar game. So
I remember Body Harvest.
Yeah, that was GTA before GTA. So listeners who are listening right now, look forward to that game. That's another one of those games.
Body Harvest.
It was literally Rockstar. You could get in any vehicle. You can go in almost any building. Like, what else? What did you want from GTA 1?
I got exactly what I wanted from GTA 1, which was a top-down drive around and
this was three
cops game.
Three-fourths isometrics 3D drive around and shoot aliens game. So that's what you wanted.
That's what I wanted.
It was good, though. And then Rockstar learned. And without this game, I don't think GTA 3 would have ever happened. So,
that's bold. I guess we'll have to look into it. Maybe there'll be a
story.
There
is a story. We'll actually get to that. And we will get to it someday. So, well, it's not coming this year. The next eight, because the jar has already foretold what the next 8 are. So.
Right. Oh, eight. Okay, I didn't.
Well, I did the first half of the season, but we added Pokemon Snap. So.
Oh yeah! Right. No. Good game.
The bad things
good
about game. Pokemon Snap. I'm looking forward to rating it lowly. So.
I'm looking forward to a lot of 20s on this one. You
know, all the things I heard. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean. I've seen our Facebook page. I know the people you talk to.
Who do you know that I talk to? Yeah.
The people on the Facebook page.
Jim just wants to be a top fan. He doesn't care about anything. He just
king of the bottom. Yes. He's a power bottom. Well, power bottom. I didn't give him the title of king. He's power bottom. He generates the power from the bottom.
He does generate a lot of something from the bottom. All right. I think we're good.
He should listen to.
No, he
listen to the
specifically
episode.
said
He
he
gets a
doesn't
lot of
do
plugs.
that. He's like, if I listen to the episode, none of what I said would make any sense. So, and I'm like, you know what? You're probably right. You do your thing. Great content.
Great. This is a lot. Yeah. Quality content.
All right. I'm going to go watch Legally Blonde. So let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to watch more Godzilla movies because HBO Max had a lot of Godzilla movies.
All right. So if you at home listeners are watching a thing, change it to either Godzilla or Legally Blonde. No other options. Good night.
All right.